American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. 2024 GOP vice presidential nominee and Senator J.D. Vance campaigned in Sparta, Michigan today.
There is a guy who takes a second almost assassination attempt and responds to it with grace and good humor. And then there's a woman who is terrified of the American media. Who do we think ought to be the president of the United States? Donald J. Trump.
Democrat vice presidential nominee Tim Walz was in North Carolina today, and Donald Trump was in Flint, Michigan. Fox News reports House Republican leaders hope to schedule a vote this week on a bipartisan bill that would give Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump the same level of Secret Service protection as President Biden. The basis of the bill is related to another introduced following the July 13th assassination attempt on Trump. Fox News has learned negotiations on the legislation are underway. A retired Secret Service agent says he prays that the accused shooter in the latest Trump assassination attempt can turn his life around. Here's AFN's Chad Groening.
58-year-old Ryan Wesley Routh made his first court appearance on Monday, following his arrest Sunday after authorities say he stalked the GOP presidential nominee as he golfed in West Palm Beach, Florida, with an AK-47-style rifle in an apparent assassination attempt thwarted by the Secret Service. In court, the suspect wore jail scrubs and shackles on his wrists and ankles. He reportedly smiled and laughed about three or four times while speaking to his court-appointed attorney. He will be formally charged on September 30th with possession of a firearm by a convicted felon and possession of a firearm with an obliterated serial number. Authorities say additional charges are possible. Ken Valentine served 24 years with the Secret Service, including 10 years with the Presidential Protection Detail, and is author of Cheating Death.
The fact that he lived is terrific on a number of fronts. Number one, he's got a chance to change his life now, and we would like to see him come to Christ and live the life of a believer. What a testimony if this guy gets his life turned around and becomes a follower of Jesus Christ and can live that life with that testimony. The shooter in Butler doesn't have that opportunity now.
The Coast Guard is holding a hearing on the Ocean Gate Titan submersible that imploded in June of 2023 when traveling to the site of the Titanic wreckage. Retired U.S. Naval Commander Ray Alexander joined Jenna Ellis in the morning.
What I think needs to come out of this investigation by the U.S. Coast Guard is, first and foremost, an explanation, a very detailed explanation of the sequence of events that led to the Titan implosion. And secondarily, and I think equally important, it should analyze the rules, laws, engineering policies and practices, and approval process for classifying submersibles, non-military submarines, basically. That I think, is the chain of events that caused the failure that led up to the catastrophic event.
An increasing number of Americans are religiously unaffiliated. Here's AFN Steve Jordahl.
According to the Public Religion Research Institute, those ages 30 to 49 are the most unchurched at nearly 50%. But the decline in religious affiliation was seen across the board, including 36% of those in their late teens and early 20s, and 19% of boomers and older. Alex McFarland of Truth for a New Generation says there are two factors that are driving the trend.
As goes the family and as goes the classroom, so goes America. Be in this for the long pull. If you want to save the country, be a champion for the family and for the biblical worldview.
The faithless seem to thrive in the West. More populated counties in Washington, New Mexico, Colorado, Oregon, and California see the highest percentage of religiously unaffiliated.
While there are believers in the Western states, many of the Western states have been characterized by secularism, New Ageism.
McFarland says there are two things beyond preaching the gospel and fostering a biblical worldview that can help attract people back to the church. Addressing life needs.
I encourage churches to provide the life skills that people seek. There are felt needs that young people have: socialization and how to talk to people. And then life answers the big questions.
See more news at afn.net.